Good day and blessings to you all in Jesus' name. Today's Daily Bread comes from the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verses 7 through 13. And it reads, "And she said, please, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and has continued from morning until now, though she rested a little in the house. Then Boaz said to Ruth, you will listen, my daughter, will you not? Do not go glean in another field, nor go from here, but stay close by my young women. Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Have I not commanded the young men not to touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young men have drawn. So she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, why have I found favor in your eyes, that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner? And Boaz answered and said to her, it has been fully reported to me, all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and have come to a people whom you do not know before, who you did not know before. The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge. Then she said, let me find favor in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me and have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I am not like one of your maidservants. Now, that's an awesome word there. There's so much in there, but let's pick apart a few things. That the Lord will give you favor in the sight of others. Now, Ruth is a foreigner. She's a foreigner. How is she able to get favor in the sight of a land that's not hers? Well, it's because of the Lord God. It's because of Him. He can do that. He can do that for us. Finding favor in the sight of others when you are a foreigner. Only the Lord God can pull that off. Blessings to you. In Jesus' name, have a great day. Pastor Tyron, signing off.